Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We're talking a little bit of everything here today. Wes Fromm is in our studio. Wes, why don't we introduce our student athlete here today?
All right, Dirk, we have Mackenzie Pertu from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team. And Mackenzie, also part of our student athlete advisory council and putting on the Bounce-a-Rama coming up on Sunday. But first, Mackenzie, I guess, tell us a little bit about yourself, major, what year are you, those type of things.
Well, I'm a junior psychology major, minor in communication.
From?
I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All right. How about family?
Well, I got...
I have one.
I have one, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I have a family. No, I got two sisters back home. One's older, one's younger, so I'm just the middle child. Just the middle child. Forgotten.
You are a guard on the basketball team, and you've been around. Obviously, you were all-conference a year before this past one, and ran into a little bit of injury problems, but still played a big role on this year's team. Going into this season, do you think you guys had a chance to host the NCAA regional and be 28-3?
I mean, going into the season, you know, coach was always telling us, you know, one goal at a time, one goal at a time. So, you know, we made our goals, like, keeping teams under 58 points, like little goals like that, and it just kind of got closer and closer to, you know, every year in our preseason meetings we're like, yeah, we want to host, we want to get to the tournament, things like that. And she just kept telling us one goal at a time, and then towards the end of the season we're like, let's get our goals, let's get every single one of them. And it was a pretty unreal feeling just going through it day by day.
How about you know, playing at home? Obviously we have a great fan support and a great crowd and the band and all that. I mean, do you experience that? Have you experienced that type of atmosphere anywhere else?
No, we definitely have the best fan base in the entire GLIAC, and I don't think there's even a question that I don't think any school is even close to what we have, including the band and all the fans that come to every single game. It's unbelievable.
How about you're part of the Student Athlete Advisory Council? Talk about your work there and what you guys have brewing for Sunday afternoon.
Well, I guess our main goal in SAC is to get more involved, and one of the ways we do that is for Make-A-Wish. We raise money. This year we're teaming up with Northern to raise money for a girl who has leukemia, and she wants to go to, I want to say Atlantic City it was. And so this Sunday is Bounce-A-Rama, and this is our biggest fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. Bounce-A-Rama is pretty much, there's going to be 14 bounce houses set up in the wood gym. There's going to be like the slam dunk one, the sticky wall, little Disney bounce house, all the fun things. There's also face painting, coloring pages. There's like center activities like hockey, basketball, soccer, football, things like that. Just a lot of fun for the kids to do.
And the kids obviously get to hang out with Michigan Tech student athletes as well.
Yes, that is true. We have 100 volunteers, student athletes, so a little bit of every sport. Should be a good time for everybody, I'd say.
Are there a lot of autographs being signed throughout that, or are the kids just kind of happy to hang out?
I think I've never been asked to sign anything, but I think, I bet the hockey players are a little more popular.
You signed that right there? No, I mean, but that's cool. And so how many bounce houses, or how many different events?
There's 14 bounce houses, and then plus like coloring and face painting, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now, do the student athletes get like a scheduled time before the event starts to the public to use the bounce houses? Because I can just see 100 student athletes just like dying to get into the bounce house with each other and go crazy.
I mean, I've definitely bounced in the bounce houses before it started. Yeah, we set up around 9 and it doesn't start till noon, so we have a little time in there.
It's for kids age 2 to 12, I think, right?
Yep.
So you guys charge $10 at the door. I think you can get tickets for a little bit cheaper if you get them early at the ticket office.
Yeah, you can get them for $8 from the ticket office before.
And it's a great cause. You guys are supporting Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I think we've raised over $4,000 each of the last couple of years for Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is awesome. I mean, these are you know, something that you guys take seriously and you guys really put a lot of work into.
Yeah, definitely. Since I've been here, every year we've raised more and more money each year, and I would just like to keep seeing that number go up and raise as much money as possible for whatever we can.
How about in the past, what kind of turnout have you had? Like how many kids are bouncing, you know, on the bounce houses? And obviously you have 100 student athletes helping out, volunteering, so you have a lot of supervision, but, you know, how many kids, I mean, is it just packed in there?
I don't have an exact number, but last year it seemed pretty crazy. I mean, there's kids running around all over the place. I'd say there's at oh man, there's a lot of kids. I don't know exactly how many, but yeah, it gets pretty crazy. Lots of kids, lots of fun.
Well, it's an awesome event, and it seems like a lot of fun for kids. And, yeah, for $10, you have your kid come and get all that energy out. The weather hasn't been great to be outside just yet, so it's a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it starts at noon on Sunday, goes till 5, right? And then, perfect for those that are going to church, and the kids have to behave in church, and they're all sitting there antsy, and then you can bring them up there and let them loose at the SDC.
Well, you can hold that over their head for the entire
time.
That's
what I mean,
Hey, if you don't behave, you're not going to the...
One word, and you're not going in the bouncy house.
Mackenzie, what do you got going on in this offseason? Are you doing workouts now with Coach and the individual groups and that type of thing, getting ready for next season?
Yeah, we jumped into it last week. We've got... Everyone has 4 indies a week, and then we play on our own time two or three times a week, and then lift 3 times a week, so... We're pretty busy, but it's fun. We're having fun. We're ready for next season. We're preparing.
How about academics? How many weeks you got left of school? And I'm sure you're looking forward to being done with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's 23 days left.
Pretty
school,
sure.
Including weekends.
Down.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's just the end of semester grind. Just got to keep up with all our work, and I think we're doing okay.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to next season. Obviously, we got a lot of players returning for the women's basketball team, so the expectations I'm sure will be high, but... should be a fun season next year.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited.
Mackenzie Pertu with us today. And Wes, thanks a lot for coming on in. Again, if anybody needs to find out any more information on the sports camps, they can go to the Michigan Tech website, michigantechrecreation.com. We'll get you right there. It's very easy to navigate through. And we'll have more sports camps talk coming up next week.
Yeah, we'll do it. Final one next week. We'll talk a little spring football action with Coach Curley, and we'll also talk about hockey school for the summer as well. So,
all right.
It's coming up next week.
Very good. And that is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.